It's Another Big Hitters Show. It's Ian Ryan hosting. And if you haven't listened to this one before, this is a show where we focus on a significant figure from Liverpool's past. This episode is no different as we delve into the career of our greatest ever goal scorer, Ian Rush. In part two, I'll be chatting to Brucey Grobbelaar. But before all that, I've got Gareth Roberts, Jackie Wilcox and Johnny Milburn to get stuck into all things Rushy. And Robbo, I'll come to you as a huge Ian Rush fan. I suppose we're all big Ian Rush fans, but there's not many bigger fans of our former number nine than your good self. And we've got an agenda to work through, but I want to maybe just touch on some kind of early memories to start off, really, about Ian Rush and maybe what kind of Rushy means to us as fans. It's fair to say his career obviously goes extremely well, but there was a time there at the very beginning where he's knocking on Paisley's door and he wanted to leave.
Yeah, and Paisley's saying he can go as well, isn't he? Paisley's prepared to let him go, but then, you know, later claims it to be Kidology, but There is a bit in Cy Hughes' book as well, The Secret Diary of a Liverpool Scout, about Jeff Twentyman, where they've obviously played a record fee for Rushy as a teenager from Chester City, a record fee for a teenager. And so it says something like along the lines of, it's a while since I read it, but it's something like, you know, someone in the corridors of power at Anfield sort of like, you know, walks past the manager and basically says, like, why the fuck have we paid all this money for that lad? He's shit. And then he turns out to be, you know, the best goal scorer we ever have. But yeah, I mean, there does seem to have been a bit of a touch and go period. He didn't score for the first nine appearances, I think. And then he eventually broke his duck in Europe, didn't he, against the Finnish side that I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce.